Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer, WNYC. New York Attorney General Andrew Cuomo says there is no deal yet to resolve possible criminal charges in a pay-to-play scandal involving the state's former controller. The New York Times reported that ex-controller Alan Hevesy was poised to plead guilty to a felony corruption charge. The Times cited people with knowledge of the case. The Daily News reported that the plea could come as early as today. But the Attorney General's office is now saying no agreement has been reached and the case remains under investigation. Hevesy's lawyer was reportedly traveling in Europe and did not immediately return a phone message from the Associated Press. Some of Hevesy's political associates have pleaded guilty to charges that they accepted kickbacks on state investment contracts. Hevesy has not been charged and has repeatedly denied wrongdoing, despite these newspaper reports that he is ready to cop a plea and perhaps go to jail. So let's see what's going on here and even how this might be relevant to either the governor, state attorney general, or the controller's race this year in New York State. Ken Lovett is the Albany bureau chief for the Daily News. Hi, Ken.
Hey, how are you?
Good. And give our listeners some more background on this. This is one of the longest-running state investigations conducted by Andrew Cuomo as attorney general. Brief us on the investigation up to this point.
Yeah, I would argue this is the most serious of all the scandals that has occurred in Albany. I think probably this is the most serious one. It involved kickbacks within the state pension fund, which is a massive, now about $125 to $130 billion fund. And what occurred was shortly after Alan Hevesy became state comptroller back in 2000, and when did he become comptroller? Three. His top political consultant, Hank Morris, very quietly became a financial broker, a licensed financial broker, never been involved with it at all, and basically took over the office, if everything is true. And what he had done was, using Hevesy's chief investment officer, they basically sent the word out to many investment firms looking to do business with the pension fund that if you want state pension fund business, you have to hire either Hank Morris or people associated with him to serve as middlemen. Not that they did a lot of work, but basically they were paying kickbacks in the way of fees to Morris, who took in $17 million over 4 years. He created five sham companies to hide his involvement so others in the comptroller's office wouldn't see his name on any documents. And he aligned himself with a small financial firm in Connecticut to further shield his involvement. Firms were told you either have to hire Morris or those close to him, or you have to donate or help out Alan Hevesy. And until now, pretty much every top official in the comptroller's office under Hevesy has been implicated in some way. His chief of staff, Jack Chartier, is said to be cooperating. He's said to have received money in the way of loans for his friend Peggy Lipton, the former Mod Squad actress, loans from financial firms. His chief investment officer, along with Hank Morris, were indicted. The investment officer, David Luglisi, already pleaded guilty. And all six people have pled guilty already, and numerous companies, I think it's up to 16 now, have agreed to resolve the case by paying fines and agreeing to a code of conduct. But until recently, the scandal never touched Hevesy directly, which was amazing because everyone around him was impacted.
So now the news is reporting that a plea by Hevesy, meaning a guilty plea, could come as early as today. We see the development since the paper came out that the Attorney General's office says there is no deal yet. But why would Hevesy suddenly stop pleading his innocence and cop some kind of plea deal?
Well, there's talk that perhaps the AG's office was threatening to go after his kids, who have come up within the investigation. One of his sons is Assemblyman Andrew Hevesy. And to date, the only time his name has come up is when Ray Harding, the former Liberal Party chairman, pleaded guilty to accepting $800,000 in fees from financial firms, basically in fees from Morris that he got, in exchange for helping Hevesy politically. The main favor he did for Hevesy, according to Cuomo's office, is he cleared the way for an assembly seat to open up so Andrew Hevesy could run, and he ultimately won, and he's a sitting assemblyman. Hevesy's other son, Dan Hevesy, a former state senator, became a financial broker, and some of his deals, he received over $1 million in fees from deals in New Mexico and New York City pension funds, and that has caught the eye of investigators. So perhaps there was threats. You know, Cuomo wants to close out as much as he can before leaving office at the end of the year. Perhaps they thought this was the only way they're going to be able to get him.
And I would guess that Cuomo wants to look as aggressive as he possibly can and as successful as he possibly can in cleaning up Albany, reforming state government, getting convictions and indictments and guilty pleas on, you know, instances of corruption that he alleges as attorney general. Do you see this as having political ramifications in the gubernatorial race?
Oh, Brian, such cynicism. You don't think this was just an investigation into, honestly, I think it's both. I really do. It's the culmination of a 3.5-year investigation that has been ongoing. It is ongoing. There's still some big names out there. Morris is going to go under trial. The feeling is that maybe Hevesy will testify against him under this plea deal. Steve Rattner, the President Obama's car czar, who was a big Democratic fundraiser and was a partner in Quadrangle, which handled Mayor Bloomberg's money. They got caught up in this. Quadrangle basically settled, but Rattner, who's no longer with Quadrangle, has not. So he's still out there. Maybe Hevesy helps them pressure him to settle. So I think there is an actual reason for getting Hevesy now, but certainly in the midst of a gubernatorial election where Carl Paladino is trying to paint Andrew Cuomo as the ultimate insider and saying that he's going to clean up Albany with a baseball bat, Cuomo's whole response has been, you're all bluster, I've actually done it, where's your record? And this will be a big publicity if he gets this plea.
What's the Steve Rattner angle on this? A lot of our listeners just heard him in an extended interview on the show last week talking about his book, which is all about the GM and other auto bailouts when he was working for the Obama administration. Is he implicated in this?
Oh, absolutely. Steve Rattner and Quadrangle supposedly handed out, gave kickbacks in exchange for, I think it was over $100 million worth of pension fund business. Rattner himself also helped set up a distribution deal for a DVD of a movie which has been really called atrocious, a movie called Chooch, that happened to be produced by David Leglisi's brother, who is David Leglisi was Hevesy's chief investment officer. Rattner helped distribute a DVD for his brother. So, he's very much involved in
all
this.
Right. 20 seconds. What's the latest that you have after the newspaper came out and the attorney general's denial that they're close to a deal or that they arrived at a deal? What do you hear?
I hear what I heard last night, that they're very, very close. They're trying to shut it down, and the minute they do, they're hoping he'll be in court and plead guilty. It still could be today, but as soon as today, but they're very close.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the Daily News. Thanks a lot, Ken.
Anytime.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, we may have a discussion about flakiness in making plans and breaking plans. I don't know. We have a guest scheduled. Maybe I'll text them and say we're busy. I don't know. Let's see what happens.